How did Julie react to having diabetes when she was at secondary school?
It didn't create a big problem. All her friends knew about it, and she went up to secondary school with her friends. In fact, they were going to send her to another secondary school away from her friends, and we had to fight to get her to go to the same school because we felt it was important she was with people who knew her. She did get a little bit rebellious, and it was a little bit, I don't want that to eat, and I don't like that. And we found about the age of 15, 16, it was getting a bit of a battle, not with the injections, with the food. And of course, at the same time, we were having a battle with homework and GCSEs and revision. So I felt as I was on at her all the time. So I think something's got to give here. So I just said, right, you know enough about your diabetes now. It's up to you. Whatever you do, you know what you're doing. So I stopped nagging her. Rightly or wrongly, I really don't know. I do wonder whether any problems that she's had, she has eye problems, and I do worry that maybe it started around then because I went a little bit lax, and maybe she did rebel a bit, but I felt we'd got to cope with it that way because I couldn't keep going on at her. She was old enough to know, and it was up to her to make the decisions. I do know she cheated at times. I know that the local sweet shop have told me they rang me up the once and said that she hadn't gone in to buy sweets, but her friends had, and they'd seen her having sweets off them. But I had to sort of let things like that go because you can't keep going on at them. But in retrospect, I don't know whether I was right, I'm sure.
Did her diabetes affect her social life at all?
I don't think it did. We did try very hard not to let it. She did all the usual childhood things. She had ballet lessons. She played the flute. She played badminton, tennis. She had tennis lessons. And she's a brilliant swimmer. And I've always said that's because a Mars bar went along with swimming. She'd have half a Mars bar before she went in and half a Mars bar when she came out. So she went one day a week for swimming lessons, and it progressed and progressed. And she was exceptionally good, and she still is. She loves her swimming. But I think a Mars bar has something to do with that. She went on a school trip to France when she was about 13, and that was the hardest because I wasn't with her. But again, we felt we had to do it let her do it, because we had to be normal. I didn't take into account the fact that French food is different to ours. For example, breakfast, she actually didn't have enough carbohydrate for breakfast. I'd sent her with lots of snacks, biscuits and sweets and that for hypos, but it never occurred to me that the food wouldn't be adequate. Stupid of me. And she was spending a lot of her money just buying food, and in fact the teacher had to sob her in the end because she ran out of money. So I felt a bit awful about that, but very traumatic time that was, because that was the first time, apart from the BDA camp when I knew she was being looked after by doctors and nurses, this was the first time she'd actually gone away from home.